Personne ne sait ce qui se passe aujourd'hui parce que personne ne veut qu'il se passe quelque chose. En réalité, on ne sait jamais ce qui se passe, on sait simplement ce qu'on veut qu'il se passe. Et c'est comme ça que les choses arrivent. En 17, Lénine et ses camarades ne disaient pas « nous allons faire la révolution parce que nous voulons la révolution ». Ils disaient « toutes les conditions de la révolution sont réunies, la révolution est inéluctable ». On fait la révolution qui n'aurait jamais eu lieu s'il ne l'avait pas faite, et qu'il ne l'aurait pas faite, il n'avait pas pensé qu'elle était inéluctable uniquement parce qu'il la voulait. Je vois quelque chose a bougé dans ce monde, ça a toujours été pour le pire. Voilà pourquoi personne ne bouge. Personne n'ose provoquer l'avenir. Faudra être fou pour provoquer l'avenir. Faudra être fou pour risquer de provoquer un nouveau 19, un nouveau 14, un nouveau 37.
Glorieux se passe, ça n'est plus rien.
Si. Parce qu'il y aura toujours des fous. Et des cons pour les suivre.
It's always a good day for Area 54.
Thank you. Thank you. Area 54, in 19244. High fidelity sonic, electronics to area phonic.
Thank you. That's Kruder and Dorfmeister with Tim and Mike, Area 54 and Chill Show. The song's called High Noon, and it's off the Kruder and Dorfmeister DJ Kicks album. Peace Orchestra before that, one half of the Kruder and Dorfmeister, off their album, their self-titled album. We play a song called Domination. Yuko did a song called Sunbeams off of Cafe Del Mar Volume 7, although we have that on their self-titled album as well. Start off the whole set with Troublemakers, song's called Get Misunderstood. We played that years ago on this show. It's off the album Doubts and Convictions. A couple other pretty cool tracks by the Troublemakers on that album as well.
Yeah, it's interesting how these songs are now kind of almost, I'd say, dated, and all these guys are still around. They've totally changed their sound. And the Troublemakers got more rock. Peace Orchestra turned into Vroom Vroom or something like that, or Voom Voom, and went into like weird German minimal kind of bleep bloop stuff and kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And Dorfmeister is now one half of Tosca, and
it's kind of continued and then, with
and
that sound.
And the new Tosca sound is like, whoa, kind of really mellow.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're
very disappointing, their last album.
Yeah. It's a little kind of backgroundy, isn't it? So it's.
Well, when the Peace Orchestra was distinctly different than anything Kruder and Dorfmeister had done.
No doubt.
But much more percussive. This debut album was just brilliant. Some really cool tracks on there. Again, we talked about this last night, too. It's like a lot of this music we're playing, it's like, oh, what song do we pick from this artist? Because there's so many songs to pick from. You know, when you're playing like a William Orbit's song.
I just picked the oldest song that we could possibly play.
Oh, was this whatever the first song was? So we should have just played the first show that we ever came up with.
No, never want to do that. There were songs on our first show I would never play again. And I don't even know if we have any of that music anymore anyway.
You know, we used to handwrite the playlist. We used to come in the studio with suitcases full of vinyl and CDs. And you remember that?
I remember that.
And we stack up all the CDs, and then the vinyl, we had to run into the other DJ booth.
Yeah.
And we'd hand signal through the glass, through the window, to start the vinyl record. Back in the old days. It was already the point where they didn't have the turntables in the DJ booth anymore. They put them in the other studio.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I don't think there's even CD players in the studios anymore. It's just like you just kind of push a button. It's all automatic.
You have to have something that'll play.
Yeah, just push the button, the DJ will talk.
Yep, now we don't even get vinyl hard. I get maybe one piece of vinyl a year from the record labels. That's about it.
Yeah, and then you're like kind of pissed. What am I supposed to do with this?
I got
to pull my turntable out.
Oh, man, now I got to go find it. You know, where are they going to recycle this?
All right, we're going to play some more music for you guys. It is our 15-year anniversary retro weekend here. We got Flywheel, a song called Slow Down. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.